And you can also follow our next guest at Paul Emig. Let's bring him in now.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Emig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, last time we talked, we were talking about how and why the Packers should destroy Arizona, and 5 days later, here we are, man. What a week.
As the world turns, I guess the best way to put it, first and foremost, the firing of Mike McCarthy, now that it's sank in, right call?
Surprising call. I think whether it's the right call will probably depend on what we learn from the end of this season and these final four games. It will probably slightly depend on who the next coach is. You know, and I mean that in the sense of, did they get a leg up in recruiting for the next 4 weeks, or at least in scouting other coaches and putting together the list? Because, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, that you couldn't do this if Mike McCarthy was the coach, but he's been the coach for 13 years. And if you're putting a list together behind his back while he's still the coach, you know, you might have some reservations about doing that. In fact, he might not do it at all. And so maybe it kind of makes that a more agreeable situation. So I would say, Bill, I don't know if it's the right move. I would say it's a move I like. I appreciate and applaud an aggressive what has happened since Ted Thompson was relieved of being general manager, Bill, is they have become an extremely aggressive, take-no-prisoners organization, which is different. I mean, you know, Ty Montgomery, you screwed up. You said you can't trust your teammates anymore. You're gone. Clinton Dix, you said you're probably not going to be signing a contract extension. You're gone. You know, Whitehead, you make the mistake, you're gone. You know, Winston Moss yesterday, you send out tweets like that, you know, you're not fully on board, you're gone. And with Mike McCarthy, I think it's a thing where, you know, some people, and I've seen it both ways, Bill, and I appreciate both sides of the story, that you're actually doing him, you know, you're actually doing him a favor. If you left the Arizona game and you're Mark Murphy and you know that at the end of the season Mike McCarthy is going to be let go, I've heard it both ways, that you're actually doing him a service, you know, by letting him go now. And I've heard it the opposite way, that, you know, you're doing him a disservice by letting him go with four games to go, as opposed to maybe the more dignified route. But I think, Bill, there's so much to learn in these last four games to see if there's some kind of something, most importantly from Aaron Rodgers, but I think also from some of these other players, if they are at all refocused, remotivated, re-energized by a change of pace at the head. And I think if you look at one thing that Philbin said today in his press conference, he said that the optional weightlifting yesterday had the best attendance of the year yesterday. On an optional day, they came in and lifted, and more guys were there than had been there all year. So, you know, it's little things like that where this season is, you know, it's a lost season. Yeah, they have whatever this, you know, minor fractional points opportunity to make the playoffs is, but let's be realistic. Obviously, that's, you know, this is a lost year. This is a non-playoff year, and I think what it's going to test is, I think, who wants to be here. You know, who was being held back by McCarthy? Who looks the exact same with Joe Philbin? So I think there's, you know, if I was putting the team together, Bill, I would have done this move. And I think it's because, not out of ruthlessness, but out of, I think there's more to learn in these next 4 weeks by seeing if the change of guard at the top, at the head coaching position, changes anything with some of these players, with some of the performances. And I think there's more to learn from that, as opposed to riding out the string with a guy you know you weren't going to keep anyway at head coach.
So, first and foremost, I agree with you. I think that this move was going to happen. You knew when it was going to happen at the end of the season. And Mark Murphy had very distinctively said, hey, after that Minnesota game, I knew it was going to happen. You know, talking about the week prior. So, I know he made the right call. I agree with you in the sense of, I want to see what these guys do. And because you're playing for pride now, you're playing for yourself now, you're playing for your job now, And the guys that don't perform, or the guys that look inadequate, or the guys that look like they don't care, I don't want on this team. So this is, I understand, don't tell me that you're doing it for Mike McCarthy or you're doing it for yourself to get a jump on the competition, because we all know that's crap. You can't be talking to NFL head or coaches right now anyway. The only people you can be talking to is college coaches, and you could do that no problem. You know, although the rumors would start to leak out, but you could still do that, no problem. So that becomes a steaming pant load. But to be able to see what you've got in this team without Mike McCarthy's fingerprints on it, that to me is probably the loudest statement about all of this that you could possibly make.
And I think, I guess it's needless to say, Aaron Rodgers making whatever it is, 16% of the cap that he is, has not had a good year, you know, and how much of that is, you know, Mike McCarthy related. And I don't, and it's not like a perfect, like, let's, you know, what if Rodgers comes out these next four games and starts on Sunday and is just old Aaron Rodgers again? You know, what will that tell us about maybe where that relationship or where that chemistry or, you know, whatever the play calling situation might have been? Because now Joe Philbin, who hasn't called a play in, to his own admission, 20 years, is going to take over play calling duties. And you see, obviously he doesn't have the experience of Mike McCarthy, but getting Rodgers on track, finding out why it might be that he has not had a normal Aaron Rodgers-type season is going to be really important to find out. And there are, of course, other pieces as well. Like, you know, is there something more to be found in Jimmy Graham, you know, who, you know, maybe that's a really tough offseason decision you have to make in terms of keeping or cutting Jimmy Graham. It would cost you a ton of dead cap money, but it's still something you could do. There's just a lot of evaluation. And I think all of them are less important than the Aaron Rodgers evaluation and finding out why that might be something that he was struggling, and if does he get better because of this? Is he the same because of this? But yeah, there are other reasons, Bill, but I think from the evaluation perspective, you want to see if a different voice can come in and trigger that. Now, I don't necessarily believe that Joe Philbin is an actual full-time head coaching candidate for this job. I mean, if they go 4-0, and they just look like the best team ever. I mean, you know, I guess you'd have to strongly consider him, but I'm sure right now there's 10 to 15 names on a list that would be more likely to be the coach next year. But again, you do want to evaluate, and I think you do want to get at least, you know, some semblance of a list together over the next month of people you want to talk to. And to your point, you know, that's going to be, you know, a lot of people have talked about the Rams quarterback coach. You know, well, you could interview him. The Rams are going to have a first-round bye. I mean, you could be interviewing him the first week in January if you want, if he wants to come in and, you know, you want to go that route, or any other NFL offensive or defensive coordinator that you could do that with. So, yeah, you know, Bill, if it was inevitable anyway, I'm surprised. I am. But I think what we need to stop doing is stop being surprised by this, because this is not the Ted Thompson Packers anymore. This is a now quite ruthless, quite hardcore, quite cut to the bone, very business-like team that if you talk out of line, Clinton Dix, Winston Moss, if you act out of line, Ty Montgomery, Whitehead, if you're just not performing, Mike McCarthy, they're going to get rid of you. And I think that's a very fascinating change of pace for an organization that has never, at least in recent decades, not quite been that aggressive, ruthless, call it what you will.
So, look, I went over the whole list. I said, look, I don't want to see, you know, college coaches come in here. I think all the names that have been dropped so far, none of them really impress me. None of them have real head coaching experience in the NFL. I think Nick Saban is I don't have a lot of respect for him to begin with, the way he left Miami. So I'm not going in that direction. Is there anybody right now that may stand out to you?
You know, Bill, when I was with Tim Allen on Monday, I took it more from this approach. If you had to say, and you had to pick from a more generic, generalized bucket, and you had to say, former NFL head coach, has been a head coach twice, you know, sort of a retread kind of guy, or, you know, and let's say that guy would be a pretty safe double, you know, as he's been around, you know what he is, his system is time-honored, whatever the case might be, or do you really want to swing for the fence and, you know, and bring in what you hope, obviously, is the next Sean McVay. And it's not, it's much, much, much easier said than done to find that guy. But I guess I would slightly disagree in not being, I don't think I would be as dismissive of a college coach, especially if it's, Nick Saban is his own situation. And I don't really think he's remotely a candidate, whether because Packers interest in him or him and the Packers. But, you know, if you want to, like, go pluck some young guy, Lincoln Riley, of course, is the hot name that everybody wants to talk about at Oklahoma. you know, if you want to go grab a guy and say, you know what, I don't know this, if this is going to work, but hey, let's swing for the fence. I would respect that idea, you know, and I would certainly go that direction over, like, you know, and I don't even know if people are joking or not, but like over like Bill Cowher coming out of retirement. And, you know, I know there's been people talking about like Bruce Arians, and I, you know, Bruce Arians for a period of time there in Arizona was proving what a good coach he could be. But if, you know, where do I think this team is going to go? I think this team is going to find another Mike McCarthy. And what I mean by that is Mike McCarthy was who in 2006?
Right.
He led the San Francisco 49ers 30th ranked offense in 2005. You know, this was not supposed to be like some head coaching candidate guy that you would, that every team is dreaming of. So I just wouldn't be surprised at all if where they end up with this whole thing is, I don't know if it's college or NFL, Bill, but I'm guessing it's going to be a name that, you know, a lot of fans wouldn't be like, oh, sure, him.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't doubt at all if it's going to be that low-level offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, you know, that type of guy, because that's it's kind of the trend in the league is to try to find that next stud, and I don't think you're going to find that with the Jeff Fishers of the world.
Paul, good stuff as always. We'll chat again at the end of the week, and we'll see you tomorrow night, okay?
Yeah, man, looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Appreciate it, Paul. Talk to you soon. There you go. Right. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. That's the way we've been doing it for a long, long time. 80-plus years, as a matter of fact. Look for the big orange trucks. That's our friends from Schneider. Go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.